This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, good morning, I'm Paige.
We were listening to the Graphic Country songs
yeah,
off the
we
air.
Were.
That was really rough.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
She'd never do that, though, corncob.
Give old Wheeler a run for his
nasty.
Money.
Ooh, good, get it! Hey.
Alrighty then.
She got her memorizing the lyrics.
Huh.
Old Pert Plus.
She loves it. No polls allowed.
Well, there is something disgusting, and I can't even wrap my brain around this, but I'll tell you about it. Because there is a pancake soup recipe from 1975 that's going viral on, you guessed it, TikTok.
Pancake soup?
Oh.
The hell's in it?
Well...
Sounds like somebody don't know how to make pancakes.
Yeah, like you're making them too thin.
Well,
some bitch.
Thank you, Bernie.
The traditional.
You know, I cook a pancake, right? You gotta thicken it up.
It's deconstructed. Pancakes in a broth of syrup, milk, fruit, and sugar.
Oh, dude, why don't you start something called the chicken brothel? Then you sell it right out of there. You can't sell broth, can you?
Yeah.
Have yeah, but the thought the of store? Something that is like gross, but then you're something you're going to eat. Of course, then again, people drink liquid death.
Yeah, they do. It is. Oh my God, it's water in a can. People, quit losing your mind.
So basically,
because it just looks cool, like to carry it around. It's a conversation starter.
What exactly is the broth? Is that the juice that comes out with the egg?
It's a word that poor people made up because
some
like,
meat juice.
I could. No polls allowed. I can remember, like, my mom would buy bouillon cubes and throw it in some water with, like, potatoes and meat, and that was a soup.
Oh, yeah.
Bouillon.
There was, like, soup recipes that my mom used to make that were really good. You know, that.
Yeah.
She was, like, the casserole queen. So.
You're not thinking about Bouillon Rouge?
Bouillon Rouge. That was a great song by... Christina Aguilera.
Whichever. They dressed up like whores and sing it.
You know what I found out about her? You know, she made more money investing into a now big brand than she did for music. She invested in MasterClass, those teaching.
Oh, things. Yeah, the
That's
website.
A good idea.
She was one of the first four investors in
good
that.
Good for her.
Boom.
That popped for a little bit because Steph Curry was in there.
What's it?
Kind of gave him some pub.
It popped off real big during COVID when everybody had free time and couldn't go nowhere. So I want to learn something new.
I thought they were overpriced, though, honestly.
Quite expensive.
So this is what you do.
They go to Fred Talk.
You put the strips in actual broth.
That's what they should have called the show. Yeah.
We're going to
That you make with bacon grease, and they cut them in quarter-inch strips for this pancake soup.
I don't keep the grease. I know a lot of people keep the grease. But.
So maybe it's kind of like dumplings.
Yeah. That's weird. I love how something from 40, 50 years ago can just suddenly start trending again. Like, that's...
Everything comes back around, right?
It does. Like, the older you get, the more you see that of, like, the, you know, with finances, with certain issues, social issues. Like, if you've lived, like, 40-plus years on this earth, you can realize that, like, there's going to be peace and harmony for a while, and then there's going to be people pissed off at each other. And it's all just directed by the news.
You see it mostly with fashion, right? Bell-bottoms and...
Bell bottoms to skinny jeans, back to bell bottoms to skinny jeans, back to bell bottoms to skinny jeans.
JNCOs, they talked about coming back. I don't know where you'd find them. You know, unless people are getting them for their parents.
I couldn't afford them.
JNCOs, not white of legs, but I've seen, you know.
Last time I saw Travis at Bowling Springs Sports Cards, he was wearing JNCOs.
Trav, you on the forefront of the trends, Trav.
No, he wasn't.
No cargo pants.
No.
He was slinging those cards.
Slinging them cards.
Those optics that are coming out in the Immaculates.
Shoot, that's so. There's been
a rush on college the past couple weeks.
There's some big football sets coming out that, like, I mean, you could, like, buy these things and, like, just not even open them and then go back a month later and, like, triple your money. Yeah. But the resisting not opening them, that's the tough part.
So I'd be opening them.
I mean, it's true. Like, one of the last shows I went and bought, it wasn't very expensive. I mean, kind of, but sort of not. I bought a whole case of Max racing cards of, you know, like 1990, I think. Very cheap. Yeah. And I was like, I'll open one just for fun. I started hitting a bunch of Dale Earnhardts and Bill Elliott's and stuff. I was like,
awesome, Bill.
I'm going to open another one. I got one box left.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, make sure your dogs get their shots. Especially if they're inside outside animals, cats and dogs.
I get mine Jägermeister.
No, not that. Because rabies cases are surging in parts of the U.S.
Yes,
so you need
right.
to be aware that there's been, they're tracking 15 likely outbreaks.
Boy, it sucks to give goats medicine because, like, if you give them in the little pill container, you got to hold their mouth closed for a little bit so they chew it.
Can you imagine a rabid goat?
Is that possible? Like, is that happening?
Like, foaming at the mouth and stuff? Yeah. I mean, more so with, like, dogs and raccoons.
I'd never known a goat to get rabies.
Raccoons are real bad mm-hmm. with that because they'll take a bite of anything.
So I got a buddy that's got a raccoon. He eats, like, human food.
My cousin had one.
Human food.
He was cute when he was little, but then he started to be really mischievous and tear things up, so he had to get rid of the raccoon.
Those raccoons got big nuts.
Some of those animals, like... You know, like I knew somebody who had a pet possum or whatever, and I'm like,
yeah, they're,
I don't know.
They're cute.
But then again, who was the person that decided dogs and cats?
Only.
We're just going to stop at dogs and cats. That's it. And then, you know, it went into gerbils and.
Well, the Egyptians domesticated the cats.
Well, it was.
And then, I think it was it the Greeks and the dogs?
That's argued that for real. Well, a lot of people say it was Russia. A lot of people say it was just keeping up with the Joneses because rich people had big, huge dogs and suddenly like, I want a dog.
They want the dog.
I mean, really.
I love
Same
dogs.
Thing with Christmas trees.
Bigger the better.
They have dog.
We're going to cut down tree and put in house. It don't make no sense, Daddy.
This dad dog hooks up with his daughter dog.
When over, goats eat tree. They talk like cavemen.
Well, there is a CDC rabies team that's looking into the situation, and regions seeing a surge from Long Island Cape Cod to parts of Alaska, Arizona. You want to wear a shirt
that
where it
says rabies on it?
North Carolina and Oregon. So be aware of that if you're in any of those areas.
Boy, that's long range from North Carolina to Oregon.
If we don't have a rabies team in South Carolina, what are we doing? What are we doing, folks?
We need one. It's too close to North Carolina.
Yeah, because, you know, we got the displaced animals now. They'll come out from the woods, and they got whatever kind of disease they carry with them.
And it's not that hard to get your animals vaccinated.
If you can't catch them.
Yeah, that's true. There was a coyote in Clemson.
Your chickens,
I didn't post that video yet. Okay, I got a video I'm going to post sometime of me trying to chase a pig around. Jesus Christ.
You go chase
a pig. Oh, man, it's funny.
I've seen those cartoons.
It wasn't even like you know, slicked down with nothing.
It's not a grease pig.
I mean, they may be like fat, lazy animals, but them suckers can move.
Can if they want to.
And their noses are always wet, like a dog's. It's like, I don't get it.
If their dad's coming after them with his old corkscrew.
It was the goat.
Little piglets are adorable.
Well, if the goat's going after him, like, I'm going to get everybody's kids.
But then you remember the one pig, though.
Creepy goat.
Remember that? Like, she had, this is gross. I know it's at breakfast time. This is like a scientific thing. We gathered around to see the mom pig give her. They usually will give, at least with ours, three at a time, three little pigs. And then their gestational thing is 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days.
Diabetes.
Which is also odd. That's gestational. But you see the first little piglet come out. There were just two. And it's like, oh, that's great. And then you saw the second one come out. It's like, it ain't moving. It's stillborn.
Oh,
like the Black Label Society song.
Stillborn pig?
Yeah. Oh, it would have made you cry when you saw mom eat it, though, Paige.
You got to slap it.
Yeah. No, she ate it.
You got that on video?
No. God, no. We don't want to have no snuff film on video, even if it's animals.
Especially if it's animals.
You can make a special about it. Tonight, eagles versus fish.
I don't
want to
hear that. That's just terrible.
The pig ate its pig baby.
Oh my god!
It was.
So I don't cry.
It was beautiful because, like, I've witnessed many animals being born. The mom goat. The last time we had mom,
couldn't eat the baby.
No, she licked the placenta off of them.
Of course,
like caring for them. This one's like, well, this one's dead, and I sure am hungry. I mean, that was weird.
I love that voice for the pig.
You
didn't eat that baby.
You know, southern pig.
Would you eat that baby?
I mean, come on. I put this up, and I'm not trying to pimp my own social media. I'll show you. I won't even say my social media.
Gonna give me a nightmare with that voice.
Tell me that my one pig, Harold, doesn't have the
Harold.
Don't have the eyeball of a human being. Tell me that ain't a human's eyeball.
It's kind of creepy.
I thought that was like, you know, a buddy of yours until you said it was a pig.
A buddy of mine with really bad dandruff. I have one of those.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318.
Pat, did you notice on Dan's last email of all those songs that he sent that he actually did another version of this song? But it's the same song. Don't look for it now, but yeah, it was like, you realize that's the one that we use.
Well,
I'll give this to you guys. You smell pretty good. You usually smell pretty good. But this guy here, he works with a stinker, and he's sick of it.
Usually. Now, do I come in smelling bad, or you don't like my fragrance?
I'm just saying, sometimes you two like to rip them back and forth to see who can be the loudest.
I don't think so.
That was my chair. My chair, chair reeks. 864-241-4318.
This goes out to my stinking coworker. Wash your ass. You smell like a chicken farm. I don't already want to be at work, and having to smell your for 8 hours just makes it even worse. If you're hurting that bad, I will buy you a gallon of water and some bar soap. Jesus Christ. Wash your
I will buy you a gallon of water.
Where you can wash your peach emoji.
Yeah, peach emoji.
I mean, you have commented on not liking some of the fragrance that I've worn before, and that I don't care.
I tell you.
He's talking about like the natural musk. No, I've never smelled you. I've never smelled Paige ever. Fat boy, you would think, as a man and also given his nickname. But yet, I have never. And we've been at bodies of water. We've been in at the beach. We've been ball games. All kind of. And never have smelled, ever.
I might not like a certain fragrance Paige wears, but she doesn't wear too much like somebody I know. Somebody we all know.
Okay. I'm
glad that you could smell a mile away, but they don't smell bad. It's just overdone, like it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody went to Perfumania.
Someone has issues with me. 864-241-4318.
I have a Matt Man unfollowing me on Instagram story. So I've been single for a while. I go out to a bar, and one of the questionnaires they have sitting at the table for the group of people is, have you ever had a celebrity follow you or mention you on social media? So I say, oh, Matthew, let me show you. Oh, he doesn't follow me anymore. I look like a total jackass. Matt Man, I'm coming for you. Crack up.
Oh, I love you for that. The ending was everything. And I can't say why, but it was great.
If you know, you know.
I don't. Do you have any clue who that was?
I don't.
Oh, man.
I mean, I can.
That was funny.
We might be able to find out. I don't like doing that, but I can if I need to.
Just find out, because I mean,
celebrity.
Yeah, like usually if I unfollow somebody on there, it's a girl. Is there something on a bike that you can take off to make it louder, or something you can add to make it louder?
Like a.
Because I have a neighbor behind me at my house has a motorcycle, and it's the same motorcycle, but it's louder now. It's got a lot of.
He puts the Flowmasters on it.
I guess that's what it is. But it's it is loud. But you know what? That son of a bitch served two terms as HOA president. No, he was in war and stuff. But
oh Lord,
yeah, a freaking great guy. You talk about somebody who did it for the right reasons. He's like, man, I didn't have a trade. I had no money to go to college. I was like, what can I do to help this world out? But go kill a bunch of people in Afghanistan. Nah, he didn't say it like that, but that's what.
I don't know the protocol, but like, could you ask him for a ride sometimes?
No.
Would you ride on the back?
No, that would look too G. Grandiose.
All right, to the mother who keeps putting around my apartment complex and his stupid ass piece of chopper, I want to say a big you, because people got to sleep, whether it's 3 in the afternoon, 11 o'clock at night, you dumb ass you. I hope you drive your ass piece of bike into a wall. You, and it sounds like too.
Hey, you gotta. Oh. You not only do you wish death on him, but you tell him his bike sounds like crap.
That's that is awful. Nice.
What are the most polarizing forms of transportation ever is motorcycles. The way people either love or hate them.
I can relate
it's
to
so weird
to how he feels about being woken up by that, because I used to live by one person that had one, and they would rev the engine at all hours of the night.
Like you were servicing two men there the way you were doing that.
And it's freaking annoying.
I see the way she's doing it. They were ape hangers, too.
It's annoying.
They're sideways.
Why are you pulling the handlebars closer to your face, Paige?
Right.
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
Good job.
You, how did that? There. But also, is that the father? Because your husband's 5'9". You got a kid who's 7 foot tall and you're 5'4".
Yeah, where's the height come from?
What's up with that?
But yeah. I like younger guys. I don't think age really matters. My husband was younger than me, and he died of a heart attack. So you can't ever,
It's hard to follow that, but I'm going to try.
Go for it.
Here we go. This is the big Anderson County call. She's okay. Pretty hot. I mean, aggravated, I guess you could say.
You don't know how she looks physically.
I don't. But
is your friend hot that knows her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Nice. Likes to pose naked.
Why would you say your friend's ugly?
I think he's got an OnlyFans, I believe.
Does
really?
He?
Yeah.
What's his name?
We'll get that link. Michael.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Last name, Hunt.
I just want to say, off Anderson County, roads, bridges, and ditch dicker workers. Come home from work the other night. Been working 13 hours at the hospital as a nurse. Damn. After the hurricane wrecked my yard. Spent all spring and summer cleaning it up. To come home and find out ditch diggers dug a big-ass massive hole in the side of my front yard. Thanks for the phone call, email, knock on the door saying, hey, we need to do some work, and we're sorry we're going to have to, blow all that money you spent on grass seed and you motherfuckers. I'm calling the lawyer. Off.
You know?
There's a lot going on.
So I thought here recently at one of my properties, I thought that's some cool. Some graffiti artists had tagged up the sidewalk out in front of it. But they were coming to lay some pipe of some kind. Plumbing. Not like that, but like
plumbing
real
sort of stuff.
Yeah, and it was different colors of like spray paint going down the side of the road. And then the next day there's these little tiny flags there.
And I'm like, a little bitty flags.
What she's saying is, and I'm not Mr. Environmental at all, but like, what is in that spray paint that you spraying all over people's grass that they probably put a little thought into or whatever? I mean, I don't.
Yes, like what chemicals are, could it kill your grass?
Also, it's just kind of nice to know, like, you remember when they started putting those blue reflective things in the middle of the road to signify to firemen that there's a fire hydrant nearby?
No.
They did it in the 90s, and you would just see a blue reflective thing in the middle of the road, and we found out later, my parents and I, that was to let firemen know, like I said, that there was a hydrant
That's
nearby.
That's brilliant. So they had to drive around looking
but
for
it. But when they put it in while you on vacation, and you live in a neighborhood like we did, you know, you go through there and you stop about 10 feet away from it in the car. You're like, what is that in the middle of the road right now?
Yeah, because you don't want to hit
it.
You don't
want to run over it. It's reflecting. What is that feel? Mary, I don't know. Just drive over. No.
Get it out of the road,
please. It looks like something from another world.
Oh.
And then we found out later that it was a reflective thing. I mean, I even went out there and like tried to move it with my foot. Like, what? It's stuck to the ground and won't move. Turned into Macho Man when I was talking.
Yes, what's Grissom, you're...
Yes, we are not going to be here Monday. But earlier, somebody texted me, y'all going to be here Monday? Nope.
We observe all the holidays.
All dude. Of them.
So, you know, this is from her, right from the horse's mouth. Not saying she looks like a horse or sounds like one.
No, she's not teethy at all.
She said we planted all that grass, yard work, leveled it back down from the hurricane, all that crap. Well, time and money. So I go to the neighbors, and she's like, yeah, our drain was clogged from the storm drain, and they've been digging your yard all day. I called them. No knock on the door. Mm. Husband was home. Boyfriend. Significant other. No notes. Nothing. So I called, and this lady was like, well, it's not your property. I was like, bitch, don't make me get the tape measure and a lawyer.
Oh why man. Would she say that to
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sure.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on, golly bum, September 2nd. Happy birthday. Or suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it. Suck it. Suck it.
Where to start? Marty said my son's birthday.
Happy birthday, son.
21.
Fat Boy Jr.
Happy birthday.
FBJ.
Oh, look at that. Don't have time for Ella Wahlberg. Happy 22nd. If you're looking for a boyfriend, I recommend my son. How about that?
A good age. You'd probably try to get along good with the in-laws, wouldn't you?
Maybe. Let's start with Cat Williams. I don't have music for Cat Williams.
Oh, no?
No.
But, you could play like some Puff Daddy or...
I guess I could have played Hits from the Bone. Hits from the Bone.
You know, a guy that was publicly humiliated, and I think it was only because he was trying to tell everybody what was really going on.
He was in the know.
He was.
He knew some stuff.
He knew. And he told you, and y'all just laughed along. He paid for these confessions. Not that he did it, but he knew of them.
He's got a lot of kids himself.
Well, he's still got some swimmers, you know?
He's got a lot of different, I think he's got like different races of kids.
God, does David Schwimmer have any kids?
He should.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of money.
Hopefully he's not impotent.
He's barren. It's only one barren. It's only one.
God, I don't know.
Catrice Williams.
I will say 53.
54.
Oh, Paige nailed it. Cat Williams is 54 years old. I got music for this fella.
He got hair like Prince.
It just goes everywhere. He does have pimp hair.
Is it Casey or JoJo?
It's Casey's birthday. And it says here, got in trouble for exposing himself. I don't remember that. You remember that? Pulling his gimmick out.
No, I don't remember that.
I could have played crazy, but everybody likes All My Life when you think about Casey and JoJo. They don't want to hear Jodeci.
I think of Freak Me, Baby. Was that them or is that Freak Me, Baby? Let me lick you up and down
till
you
say
stop. And you know, you would have kept doing it anyway.
Might have been. I knew you were a henpecker typer, but
we'll
get
there. I will say that.
He's got those booger fingers working.
It was H-Town.
Booger fingers typing.
Yeah. Let me lick you up and down till you say stop.
Let me lick you up.
And let me play with your body, baby, till you feel hot. Let me do all the things you want me to do. Is what I'm doing right now is I'm fiending for you. 50. I'll say also 54. It's a shame he's that old.
Okay, I'll say 55.
I mean, I want him to live forever. I'm just
saying. Me too. Charlotte's own Casey from Casey and JoJo's 56 years old today.
Damn.
Yeah, oh man. I had the Unplugged album.
We'll keep it going because I don't really have music for this woman. Though it's hard to tell how old she is because she looks the same as she did in the 90s.
Donna Summer.
Still got big jugs. Movies like Desperado. Movies like From Dusk Till Dawn.
Catherine.
Oh, no. Give me the initials.
She even played Frida Kahlo.
Yes. Oh, God. Don't even say it. I got it. She was in a Marvel movie, too. God. Right?
I don't know. Maybe, but I can't remember all those.
Does she hold a boa constrictor?
I don't remember that either. S.H.
Salma Hayek.
Yeah. She had the big boa on her and dusted on.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I can't believe I forgot about that.
If you don't like
She's beautiful. I mean, of all the sexy things, that thing was like, whew.
You remember what kind of blankie Cheech was saying that they had in the whorehouse? A lot of blankie. Oh. Chicken blankie.
Oh.
I don't know.
God, man. Can't tell. Wow.
Been in Puss
What was
in
the Tom
too?
Cruise movie that she was in? I just, like, wanted to...
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I can't place it. Are you thinking of Penelope Cruz?
Yes,
and
damn it. Yes,
oh, yeah. Banana Skies. Yeah. I love that movie.
Hello, I'm Penelope Cruz.
What a messed up movie it is,
I loved it.
Because she sounds like she's deaf, even though she's been in this country for years.
It just makes you cry.
Well, it sounds like she had a little bit of a cold when they filmed that movie. You got a little bit of that going.
You know the theory on Vanilla Sky is after he has the crash, everything's a dream.
It is.
That's
don't give it away.
Well,
oh yeah,
no,
25 years ago.
It's kind of like that's what Inception is.
Don't give it away.
The top's still spinning.
There's there's one of those movies that literally gives away the ending in the little about this movie. I forget which one it was. I saw recently.
Foreshadowing. Anyway.
It just told you like what everything happened.
You can figure out some movies in the beginning because they foreshadow the end in the beginning if you pay attention.
Like I knew you as a hooker when you got in that car.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I was gonna die.
Yeah.
I knew you were gonna be stabbed.
It's not how I thought you were gonna die, but I knew you were gonna
die. And I thought you were gonna be stabbed with like, you know, his meat whistle, but no, it was with a knife.
No meat whistle. Not.
Are we still guessing Casey and JoJo?
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek is 59, just because of
she's
time.
63.
She is 59 years old. This gentleman, a boxer.
Doing my Randy Orton pose.
One of his
show off.
One of his greatest fights was against Vitaly Klitschko. Might have been his last fight, actually. He's British.
Oh, God, what is with me?
Boxing Hall of Famer, former champion.
Yeah, give me the initials.
LL.
Lennox Lewis.
Hey, look at Paige.
Damn. I was going to guess Cool J.
LL
the only British one I know.
Paige's a boxing fan. Or she just likes to see half-naked dudes pound
each
other.
She loved Lennox Lewis when he was with the Eurythmics.
No, I watched that one fight with somebody screaming because he lost.
Might have been the Klitschko fight. It was very controversial, if I remember right.
Was there ever like thoughts about his lifestyle?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't remember hearing that rumor, but I mean, I wasn't going to say it to his face.
No. That's why I said it to your ears.
All 6 foot six of him.
Lennox Lewis, I'm going to say he's straight up 60 today.
Okay, 61.
Oh, he is 60 years old today. Lennox.
Lennox. Yeah, he actually. I bought an air conditioning from when him one time.
It's hard to stop a train. It's hard to run one too.
I know. I get the correlation. Like that's the name of like why you got to dress like you're some kind of conductor. That's weird.
It
dress
is
like a HVAC guy.
The way you ride a commercial, Fat Boy, you're incredible.
So, John Wick's birthday. Who was also Neo in The Matrix.
Who also has been to Greenville.
And he's Ted Theodore Logan from Bill and Ted. Yeah.
I would marry him if he asked me.
I would too. Keanu Reeves.
You'd marry her?
No.
Well, he's already married.
I know. Like, I'm already married to a woman. If I get married to a dude, they cancel out. He's got money. I'm just kidding. I don't want all my family members trying to turn on me. Just a joke.
You can't marry a dude. It wouldn't last.
Why do you think it wouldn't last?
Yeah.
Dude, all you do is sit around and watch TV all the time.
Yes.
Dude, you don't go off with me and the kids.
You work 4 hours a day.
Nobody would clean.
And you eat more than anybody.
Yes.
He's not the stuff I want you to. Oh,
he's 61 years old.
Ah, we didn't guess, Paige.
Oh, Keanu. I'm single.
Was it the first running back to ever get 2,000 yards in a season? That was O.J. Simpson. But he was a Ram, and he did do
Eric
it.
Eric Dickerson.
Yep, he was the last one to do it.
Rabin.
I don't think anybody's broken his record yet. Saquon got close last year.
Rambin in Chattanooga, if you're listening to this, you have to use this song in like rejoins or something when you come back on. It's called Ram It, but I know your name's Rambin. So Rambin, you want us to get you hey, let us know if you want us to get you
a song.
A version of that made. We got a guy.
We'll hook it up.
It's Rambin. Rambin in the afternoons, I think. Rambin.
Yeah.
All right.
You want that or Rambin Man? We can do either one.
Oh, he's probably tired of that one. I will say Eric Dickerson. That's his name.
Yep.
Is 64 like Eazy-E's Impala.
All right, 64 sounds good.
Man, he's 65 years old, but he don't look like it.
What do you know?
No, nothing.
I got to skip ahead and do this fella right here. We got to play his little song. Oh. Huh? You've met him, Madman.
Why do I not recognize this song?
He's one of five quarterbacks in NFL history that has at least three Super Bowl wins.
Is this Troy Aikman?
No, not Troy.
Oh, Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, TB, the original TB12.
Yeah. Original TB12. That's true, he does sing. And, yeah, he's mean as a snake though in real life, y'all.
Mean?
I'm telling you.
He seems
yes.
so nice.
He is twisted.
A hate that.
Jerk. And he released gospel albums, and he seemed so nice on TV, but he is a mean a-hole.
Why are you calling me a jerk on the radio show?
Why is he so mean?
I've been around him twice in my life, and both times, nice. Just a complete, not just to me, I watched him. Just a schmuck.
Oh, did he do it to kids? Because that'd
What's
be funny.
What's the point? That's terrible.
I don't know. Like, people are sitting here, like, blanking your blank at this convention.
Yeah.
You should sit here and, like, smile, even if you don't mean it.
Oh, I know where this is going, then. I know exactly where it's going.
I'm not going to mention Willie Mays. He's dead.
I thought you were going to mention a big suck it for TB.
I will. I'm better than him. I will pray for him, and I will say that he is 99 years old.
98.
Terry Bradshaw is 77.
Well,
98.
Oh, it's better than telling him to suck it. Oh, yeah, haters. I just guessed he was really, really old.
I don't know if he's really mean or not.
He looks like, did you ever see the movie Nothing But Trouble? He looks like the character that Dan Aykroyd played as the judge.
Oh,
oh my God.
Like, that looks like him.
Bless him.
And I like the Steelers. I was a big Mean Joe Green fan, although he influenced me to drink Coca-Cola.
Franco Harris.
And give Coca-Colas to football players that never gave me their damn jerseys.
Talk about Amar Rashad and Lynn Swann. When Amar Rashad a Steeler?
Yes. So was Benny Cunningham.
Tony Dungy? Numerous others?
Yeah. Bunch of more.
Levon freaking Kirkland.
God!
Oh, man. It means
played in the Super Bowl with the Steelers.
Yeah, you got me. I'm out.
Cordell Slice Stewart.
Damn! Jerome Bettis!
Yep, the bus. Oh.
Yes, yes.
Heath Miller. Pat Fartmouth plays for him now.
Fartmouth.
Yeah.
Nussmeier. No, I don't mention that name around here.
Don't talk about him.
Don't talk about him.
No.
Let me lick you up and down. Tomorrow we'll talk to the members of the band H-Town. Mm-hmm. And we'll find out, is it about Hendersonville or is it about Hartsville? Which
Hartsville.
H-Town are they talking about?
Boo, Hartsville.
No, I'm kidding. We don't have information on them, how to get in touch with them. But if we did, we still wouldn't have them on.
You should have lost that 98 Upper State Finals, Hartsville.
Tomorrow.
But you had Albert Hainsworth.
What's going on tomorrow?
I'm going to play some audio for you. In fact, I figure it's probably the best damn audio
best
that you're going to ever hear.
Ever.
You're going to hear Dolly Parton talk about which country singer she saw at the Grand Ole Opry, and she realized what made her, in her words, horny. You don't hear Dolly talk like this.
Wow.
You can't top that.
But you're going to play it tomorrow.
Who made Dolly horny?
Who made Dolly horny at the Opry? If you guess Porter Wagoner, you're a fool.
You really are.
Fatboy, you'll join me on that as well.
I got a tape. Old tape. If you don't want to talk to your kids about sex, that's cool. I got you. I got a tape you can play for them.
So you don't have to say anything.
Don't
that's
have
perfect.
To say a flipping thing.
No parenting there. Love
it's not
it.
Going to be one of those HR videos, is it?
No, it's not an HR
you
video.
All right, stop tape.
Stop and discuss.
That's the best.
That'll be tomorrow, Best Damn Audio. You can get today's podcast. We're on the Audacy app, AUDACY. We're on Spotify, Google. Yo, what was that scary sound?
I'll be it.
All of them. Go get it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Happy Labor Day.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.